to good morning, dear Ben and sister. It's nice to be with you, isn't it? Nice and good that we are here this morning. And what great things we look forward to. That coming kingdom of our Heavenly Father and a complete change in the world order that we see around us. And we could introduce our thoughts this morning by some words of Paul in the first letter to the Corinthians. Unto the Church of God, which is at Corinth, Paul says, but we can say, can't be brothers and sisters, unto the Church of God, which is at Darlington, to them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, with all that in every place call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord, both theirs and ours. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God always on your behalf for the grace of God which is given by Jesus Christ, that in everything we are enriched by him, in all utterance, in all knowledge, even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you, in us, brethren and sisters. God is faithful, verse 9, by whom we were called the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. How wonderful are these great words. And in the next chapter, we have in verse 9, but as it is written, I have not seen nor heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things that God hath prepared for them that love him. What great things we are looking forward to, brethren and sisters, as we go through the days, the weeks, the years. We do so with such a great hope. And we pray that we will soon see the return of our Lord. We are looking for these great things because our Heavenly Father has promised them. We are looking for the return of our Lord Jesus, whom we will remember this morning in the bread and wine. After an absence of more than 2,000 years, looking for the establishment of that government in Jerusalem, which shall rule the world in righteousness. We're looking for a place prepared for us by our Heavenly Father. A few words from Titus. A few words there in chapter 2 and verse 13 towards the end of that chapter, we're looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Saviour Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. For here we have no continuing city. We have no country, though we live in this land. We look for one to come. God's city, God's country, the new heaven and the new earth. Peter has some words for us in his first epistle, the second chapter. Just to read a few verses. We are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that he should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvellous light, which in times past were not a people, but now are the people of God, who have not obtained mercy but now have obtained mercy. People from various walks of life, people who would naturally come together but have been brought together by our Heavenly Father, looking for that glorious home, looking for a change to the world order, looking to a change to our weak and feeble flesh nature, which we struggle with all every day of our lives. We're looking for the end of the present order and the return of our Lord Jesus Christ. The establishment of God's kingdom. I have not seen nor heard, neither have I entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. How wonderful are these things, brothers, sisters. How great is that hope we have. And we must look beyond ourselves, beyond our natural self that we struggle with. And let us lean on that rock that is our strength. Our Lord, who we remember this morning in the emblems before us. Let us look to that and fix our thoughts on what has been promised. In thee, O Lord, do we put our trust daily in prayer, as we would pray. In thee, O Lord, we put our trust. Our Lord, back on the earth, in Psalm 72, what a wonderful picture. Our flesh is weak, we acknowledge that. And our fears are largely due to this. But let us not be distressed or downhearted, because they are known by our Heavenly Father. And the cause of them is known. He knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. Some words of Psalm 103 to read, but a few verses there. Let us start with the opening verse. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his vengeance. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. Who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness. Who satisfieth thy mouth with good things. And verse 8, our Heavenly Father, the Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, and will he keep his anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Like as the Father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. He knoweth our frame, he remembers that we are dust. He knows our weaknesses, our Heavenly Father knows our failings. And he looked after us as we would look after our children. What great strength is there, and our transgressions are removed as far as east is from west, an infinite distance. And we remember as that wine moistens our lips that our transgressions have been bought by the blood of the Lamb of God. There was no forgiveness of sins without the shedding of blood. And we are thankful that our Heavenly Father allowed his Son to lay down his life. That we have such a great hope. And that hope is getting ever nearer day by day. Our Lord, whom we is our High Priest, who makes intercession for us. He's always able to save us, those who come to God by him. Some words of 1 John chapter 5 help us with these thoughts. 1 John chapter 5, reading a few verses from verse 11. And this is the record that God has given to us, eternal life. And this life in his Son, he that hath the Son hath life. And he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. And in this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he heareth us whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions desired of him. Having suffered, having been tempted, he is able to help us too, that are in need day by day. Our nature is known, and we continually fight with our nature. And brothers and sisters, we can take comfort, can't we? Our strength is in our Heavenly Father. That hope, brethren and sisters, is set before us. And that will be realised at the return of his Son, the return of our Lord Jesus. One of our hymns has some words that put it more eloquently than I could. We shall be like him. Oh, how rich the promise! What greater love, what greater could our Father's love have prepared? And few are the words, and softly are they spoken to us, brethren and sisters. But how do we know all the blessings? But who shall tell the blessings hidden there? These words that we read are in our hearts. That hope set before us in the breaking of the bread and drinking of the wine this morning. As we do Sunday to Sunday, week by week, month by month, year by year, decade by decade for some, in obedience to our Lord's commandments, and in doing so, we bring not only our Lord Jesus, who we remember in our memory, to the forefront of our memory, but his Father too, and the Father and the Creator and Sustainer of all things. How blessed we are that we can see the wonderful flowers in the fields, in the gardens, created by our Heavenly Father. We read of the lilies. Now Solomon was not arrayed as a glorious lily flower. And how blessed we are we can see these things of our Heavenly Father. And when we see them, thank our Heavenly Father that we can see them. And we know that he has created them. The Lord is our strength. And the Lord is our salvation. We can say, as David said, the Lord is my rock and my salvation and my high tower. The Lord is our rock, brethren and sisters, our salvation and our high tower, our strength. As we've read, we can say, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, or healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. We can say we will extol thee, our God, our King, and we will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day will we praise thee. Great is thy name, and greatly is it to be praised. It is unsearchable. The words we read are alive to each one of us. They are fresh to us when they were written. We look to the counsel of God to guide us, as they guided those people in our Lord's days, in the days of the prophets, to help them, to help us, to strengthen and encourage them, to help and strengthen us too. The words we read define our position as we look to our Heavenly Father's salvation, which we see getting nearer. The time is coming close, so we can see that approaching. We will be reading Matthew 24 in a few days' time, presenting the world coming to the end of man's rule. And we will read a few days later in Matthew 26. There, which is used quite a lot to introduce the emblems of bread and wine. We'll read our Lord at the instigation of this feast saying to his disciples then, and encouraging them and strengthening them as he does to us, brethren and sisters. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. And how we look for that day, brothers and sisters, when these feeble bodies will be changed and strengthened. How great these things are. That day of salvation is coming, and we're guided closely by God's counsel. Paul speaks to Timothy as an example. Paul says, from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation. He therefore is to read. And we can be strengthened by that, can't we? We are here this morning. Let's just consider a few words from the end of Luke's Gospel. Jesus talking to his disciples. Now, after his resurrection, they didn't know him, did they, brothers? That is found in Luke's Gospel, chapter 24. To read but a few verses from verse 30. And it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread and blessed it and brake it and gave to them. And their eyes were open, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. And did they say one to another, did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened to us the Scriptures? And then down to verse 36. And as they thus spake, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them, and saith unto them, peace be with you. But they were terrified and affrighted, and supposed that they had seen spirit. And he said unto them, why are ye troubled? And why do your thoughts arise in your hearts? Behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see. For a spirit hath not flesh and bones, as ye see me now. And when he had thus spoken, showed them his hands and his feet. And while they were yet, and while they yet believed not for joy and wonder, he said unto them, have ye here any meat? And he gave them a piece of broiled fish and a honeycomb, and he took them and he ate. How great it is, brethren and sisters. These words burn within us. Our Lord is here, unseen, as he was with those disciples, unseen. They didn't realise who it was. Matthew's reading we read a few days ago, chapter 18, where Jesus says, for where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. And here, in the midst of us together, on Zoom and in the hall, and in like places, there is our Lord in the midst of us. And they say one to another, did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way and opened to us the scriptures? And here, in our hands, we have these words. They burn within us, don't they? And some words of another one of our hymns. Thy children shall not faint, nor fear, sustained by this assuaging thought, assuring thought, since thou, their God, our God, art everywhere. They, we cannot be where thou art not. Everywhere we go, every phase of our lives, our Heavenly Father is there. We live in an age of mistruths. News accounts of the world outside, false truths. But this is not for us, is it? We look to a new time, and we recognise God's truth doesn't change. That counsel that we are now being guided guides us through our lives and prepares us for that kingdom age, when those who sleep will be raised, as our Lord was raised. These feeble, weak bodies will be changed, and we shall be like him. Where we are, our Lord is there, our Heavenly Father is there with us. Not a sparrow falls to the ground and no. And we are of more value than many sparrows. Even the hairs on our head are numbered. Our Lord knows us intimately. And he has these words burn within us that we have today. Unseen, our Heavenly Father is near us. Like little chickens we may be, with a mother's wings, the father's wings over us, looking after us. Our Heavenly Father's arm is not so short it cannot save or guide us through. And in that we have great strength and comfort. Our Lord, we remember this morning. He is here with us. He sees the fruits of our efforts. He strengthens our hearts. He hears our prayers. He helps our prayers. He gives us the blessings from our Heavenly Father. And in him we are refreshed. With God's words in our hands and in our hearts, we carry it around with us at all times. And by his counsel we are gratefully led, as the sheep hear the shepherd's voice. So these words that burn within us, we hear our Heavenly Father and our Lord's and our Lord Jesus' voice, who we remember this morning. In all things we have guidance. God, our Heavenly Father, will guide our steps. He will look after our infirmities. He will help us in temptation and weakness. He will supply all our needs. He will forgive our sins and our weaknesses. He will strengthen us in the way of righteousness. He will make all things work together. And his Son, whom we remember this morning. And as we turn our thoughts to the heavens and look beyond to that day when in joy our Lord will drink that wine anew, we look forward to that day with joy and longing expectation. And some words of another hymn come to mind. Or said of the fearful, be strong of heart. He comes in vengeance, but not for thee. For he comes his might to impart to the trembling heart and the feeble knee. Our God, brothers and sisters, hears our supplications. He hears our prayers. He hears the secret yearnings of our hearts. And as we break bread and drink the wine and share the emblems together, some words of David, and as our Lord has said before, come to mind, some words from Psalm 57. Be merciful, verse 1, to me, O God. Be merciful unto me, for my soul trusteth in thee. Yea, in the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge, until these calamities be over us. In verse 7, my heart is fixed. O God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give thee praise. Awake up, my glory, awake my soul to your harp. I myself will awake early. I will praise thee, O Lord, among the people. I will sing unto thee among the nations, for thy mercy is great unto the heavens, and thy truth unto the clouds. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be of all the earth. And as we see in the eastern sky in the morning, we see, don't we, brothers and sisters, we see the gleam of a new day. And as we look through, as we look through our Heavenly Father's words to us, those words that burn in us, we see the working out of our Heavenly Father's plan and purpose with the earth. We see his hand in the nations around us. We recognise the signs that tell us, that say to us, the approaching new day is arising fast. And we see that gleam in the east in the morning before the dawn breaks. So too we see that gleam in the east in God's promises, getting ever brighter, that tell us of the approaching rise of the Son of Righteousness to fill the world with light and glory. Let us bring our thoughts to a close this morning as we prepare our thoughts and our hearts and our minds on the heavens. Let us read those final words of Jude to each one of us. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ and eternal life, and of so having compassion, making a difference, and of the saved with fear, pulling them out of fire, hating even the garments spotted by the flesh. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Saviour, be glory and majesty, dominion and power,